We continue our learning with Nishmas Davi ben Menachem, Mishnah Menachem Yaakov, and Vidachos Leah. We're in Kedushin Perek Dalet, Mishnah Test. We learned earlier in the beginning of the second Perek that a man can be Mekadesh his daughter when she's a Nara, Ba Uvishlucha. We also learn that Haisha Miskadeshes, Ba Uvishlucha. She can be Mekadesh herself, either herself or with the Shaliach. Our Mishnah is going to deal with a case where a father appointed a Shaliach to accept Kesef Kedushin for his daughter, and when the Shaliach went, the father was Mekabel Kedushin from someone else, from another man, on her behalf. And the Mishnah is going to deal with a case as well where a woman appointed Shaliach to accept her Kesef Kedushin, and then the woman herself went and was Miskadesh to another man other than the one she appointed a Shaliach to accept Kedushin from. So the Mishnah says like this, Perek Dal Mishnah, Tes Mishnah, Nasan Rishus Lo Shlucho L'Kadesh Bito. Person who gave Rishus to a Shaliach, you have a father, and gave a Shaliach Rishus to be Mekadesh his daughter, who was obviously a Ketana or a Nala, V'halachu V'kitcha, and the father now went himself, and he was Mekabel, he accepted Kesef Kedushin from another man, other than the one he appointed the Shaliach to go to accept the Kesef Kedushin. So the Mishnah now says it depends who accepted the Kesef Kedushin first. Im Shelo Kadmu, if the Kedushin of the father preceded the Kedushin of the Shaliach, Kedushin of Kedushin, then the Kedushin of the father are considered a complete Kedushin, and the Kedushin of the Shaliach are not Kedushin at all. Why? Because when the father was Mekabel Kesef Kedushin, he in effect is Mevatel, he's nullifying the Shlichus of the Shaliach. And even though he didn't explicitly go to nullify the Shlichus, nonetheless, it's automatically mevutal because at the moment that he was a mekabel kesef kedushin from this other man on behalf of his daughter, obviously that's considered a bittul. And so at the time that the shaliach was the mekabel kesef kedushin, she was already miskadeshes to someone else, and therefore the kedushin of that shaliach cannot take effect at all. But vim shel shlucho kadmu. But let's say the kedushin of the shaliach preceded that of the kedushin of the father, meaning the kedushin that the father sent the shaliach upon that shlichos, that first man that the father wanted his daughter to be miskadeshes to, then the kedushin of the shaliach are kedushin. The daughter is married to the man from which the shaliach accepted kesef kedushin, and she's not mikudeshes to the man from which her father was mikadal kesef kedushin, because the kedushin of the shaliach was accepted first. Took effect first, and eno yodua. Let's say we don't know which kedushin took effect first. Shneim nostim get. So she now wants to marry someone else, so that each one of these men have to give her a get. Vim ratzu echad nosa get echad kones. But if they want, you could have one man give her a get, and the other man echad kones can actually marry her. V'cheino isha shenasta rishus lishlucha likadsha. Same idea. A woman gave rishus to a shaliach to mekabel kesef kedushin. This shaliach is going to be a shaliach lekabalah to accept the kesef kedushin for the woman, but v'halcha, in the meanwhile, she went v'halcha v'kitchas atzma. She was mekabel kesef kedushin from another man. Im shela kadmu kedusha kedushin. If her kedushin took effect first, that preceded the kedushin of that of the shaliach, so she's married to the man she accepted the kesef kedushin from. Im shel shlucha kadmu kedusha kedushin. But if the kedushin of the shaliach preceded the one of the woman, so then she's mikudeshes to the man that the shaliach accepted kesef kedushin from. Therefore, kedushin kedushin. V'imenu yodua. Let's say you know which kedushin took effect first. Shneim nosnim la get. Each one has to give her a get in order to permit her to marry someone else. Imratzu. But if they want echad nosen la get, v'echad kones, one can give her a get, and then therefore the next one can marry her. And the Gemara asks, why is it a Mishnah has to tell me this halacha both with respect to the father and with respect to the girl, the woman herself? I would know the halacha. It's the same halacha. Zigmar explains that the father knows is more interested in yichus more than the woman knows. And therefore, one would have thought like this. Maybe only in the case of the father is where we would say im shelo kidmu kiddushav kiddushin. Only in the case of the father would we say if the kiddushin that the father accepted is preceded that of the shaliach, the kiddushin takes effect. But it would not be true when it comes to the woman. The woman doesn't know yichus very well, and therefore she didn't really have the smichus dat, the resolve, the intent on her kiddushin, because she doesn't really know the proper yichus, which is the better man, and therefore she doesn't necessarily nullify her shaliach, because she thinks, you know what, if the shaliach finds a man that's miyuchas even more than the one that I found, I'm willing to be married to the man that the shaliach marries me off to. So therefore, I need me to, you need to tell me that the halacha applies, that im shalach kadmu, that if her kiddushin takes effect first, it applies even kiddushin applies even in the case of the woman. On the other hand, a woman is a little bit more careful to find someone who is ra'uy, who is fit for her. One can make that argument. Not so much about yichus, someone who's she's interested in marrying. So not so much about yichus, someone she's attracted to, and then she's willing to be miskadeshes to that person. The father, he's not so key. He doesn't really care how handsome this man is. He just wants to find someone that's suitable for her. He's interested in yichus and interested in marrying his daughter off. And therefore, one would have thought maybe when it comes to the woman herself, the halacha is im shelah kidmu kidivshah kedushin, that her marriage, if it took effect first, then she's married to the man and not the man from that shaliach married her off to. But maybe it wouldn't be true when it comes to the father, since the father's not so machmit to find his daughter a husband who is suitable for her. So then we would say he, the father, is not being mevatel the shlichus itself, and maybe the shaliach who maybe we could say that the shlichus of, even if the father was mekabel kiddushin first, the shlichus of the shaliach is going to take effect, and that's going to be kiddushin. Why did the father go and then be mekadesh her on his own if he sent his shaliach? If you're telling me he's not so makpid anyway, so the answer is he was afraid his shaliach wouldn't find anybody, wouldn't find a man for her to be married off to. So therefore, he figured he'll marry her off himself. But if shaliach finds someone, so then okay, so she'll be married. I'm happy the shalichos. I'm not nullifying the shalichos. And maybe he would have said that even if the father was mekabel kesef kiddushin first before the shaliach, he's not necessarily nullifying the shlichos, and the shlichos really was that which he said first. And therefore, the Mishnah is coming to tell us that none of this is true. And whether it's the father who gave rishus to a shalech to be mekadesh his daughter, or a woman who gave rishus to a shalech to be mekadesh the daughter, the halacha is the same, that if they, the father, or the girl, are mekabel kesef kiddushin before that of the shaliach, we assume the shlichos is nullified. Perek Dala Mishnah Yud. Misha Yatza Hu Ve'ishto L'medina Sayam. You have a case where a man and his wife went overseas, went far away, and after an extended period of time, he returns with his wife, and he comes with children. So he doesn't, he went with his wife, the husband went away with his wife, and now they come back, the husband comes back with his wife, and they have kids. V'amar, and the husband says to us like this, Isha sheyatza simi l'mdinas hayam harihizo ve'lubana, this is the woman that I went away with overseas, and these are children that were born to her from me. He doesn't need to bring a raya that this woman is a woman that is miyucheses from proper lineage, because he's neman to say that this is the woman he left with, and she was already checked at the time that they had nisuin. So we can assume it's the same woman, and she's a miyuches woman, and therefore we don't have to give a worry about on the children as well. That we assume that they are, that he's telling the truth about his wife and on the children. The children therefore are miyuches after her, and he doesn't need to bring any raya upon the sons that they are the daughter, they are the children of this woman. The Gemara says now we're talking about though children that the Gemara calls kruchim acharea. They seem to be hanging on her. You could tell very well that they are her children. So that's a good right. And the Rishalmi says the chazaka ein ha'isha shosekes al banim she'enam shela. The chazaka that a woman is not going to be silent on children that are not hers. So that's an explanation for why we can assume these are her children, because otherwise she would let us know. She's not going to be silent necessarily. But here, Krucha Macharea seems to be, they're running after her. It's very clear that they're her children. Mesa Ve'ilubaneha. So what happened now? Now the man comes back from Medina Sayam, and this man who went away with his wife, and he says, the woman who I went away with overseas, she passed away, but these are her children. Then maybe Raya Alabanim. He has to bring a raya that these children, in fact, were born from this woman. But he doesn't need to bring a raya that his wife was miyuchases. We believe, and therefore the children are, we believe him. We believe him that the woman he went away with is the woman who passed away, and therefore she was already checked at the time of Nesunah that he had yichus. And once he brings a raya that these are her children, we assume that they are children who are ksherim.